Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let me tell you something that you already know, but may have forgotten. No shortcut replaces showing up. No app replaces grit. Again, you probably already know this. Maybe we forgot. I know that we need to be reminded more than we need to be instructed. I also know that we're always looking for an edge. I do cold plunges. I do meditation. I'm doing these amazing routines in the morning, and there's productivity hacks, and there's AI prompts, and there's this, that, and the other thing in hopes of scaling and making it happen and leveling up and breaking through and this, that, and the other thing. But you can't hack around the hard part. Doing the work and doing the work every day. Hacks, while certainly lovely and fun, they amplify discipline. They don't replace it. You can't get around that discipline part. You can't get around the work part. There is no shortcut to this. There's no magic pill, silver bullet, panacea, even though it sure seems like we human beings want that so bad. I want a pill or a shot so I don't have to work out anymore. I want to find that app or that sales funnel that's going to drive all my sales for me, and I can just be enjoying passive income. Passive income. Passive income. That's what I want. I want to earn money without doing anything for it. That sounds pretty good. Where is it? How do I do that? Well, there's a lot of people trying to sell that to you on the internet. Spoiler alert, it's not a thing. It doesn't work like that. And reality is that most productivity hacks, they're just new, fancy, shiny, mildly sophisticated forms of procrastination. Engaging in things that are enjoyable, that feel good. It's like taking a bite of ice cream or eating some candy. It's giving you a little pick me up. It's like scrolling through my phone and getting that little hit of dopamine. I love it. It's so good. It makes me feel good. I've got a full stomach. Little endorphins, all of it popping through my body. But I'm just putting off what needs to be done. And you know that that's true. And I know that it's true. And I'm not sitting here telling you that I don't engage in this kind of stuff. I'm yelling at myself as much as I'm yelling at everybody else. But here's the thing. I'm also a really super intense person. Incredibly competitive. I am interested in winning. But not at all costs. And not at any costs. I'm interested in understanding what it is that I want. And then giving myself the skills that are required to get what it is that I want, and then busting my stupid ass and doing everything that it takes to get it. And while intensity serves that, it's consistency which actually gets it. It's consistency, sustainable effort, activity, habits, mindset. That's what's required. That is what is required to get the things that I want. We love, and I do too, I love the buzzer beater, the ball left shooter's fingers just as the shot clock goes to zero. Swish, game over. Your team wins. We love the Hail Mary at the end of the game. Amazing. Walk-off home run. Is there anything better in sports than that? My goodness. And you're capable of incredible heroics. Look at you. You can get it done. You've maybe done one of those things at some point in your career. You were called on, stakes highest. You rose to the occasion. You made it happen. But that's not a sustainable strategy. There's no way that even the best athletes can be expected to pull rabbits out of the hat at the end of every game. And you know what I'd rather do? As much as I love the heroics at the end of a game, I'd rather beat everybody 100-0. I'd rather not have any question there. And that's what I'm talking about doing here. I'm not talking about being right in the thick of things until the end, and then I do that miraculous thing. Nope. I'm interested in going wire to wire and kicking the crap out of whatever it is that I want to kick the crap out of. And that comes down to habits. It's not about streaks. It's not about getting hot at the right time. Sure, I'm interested in optimizing myself and my body and my thinking and my mindset, but not for the sake of doing it, just so I can show up at the highest possible level for as long and as consistently as I possibly can, because that's what my life demands of me. And it's what your life demands of you too. I don't have the option to hit a home run with childcare and raising children. Nope. That is an endeavor which is around the clock, 24/7, 365 days a year. That's pure hustle porn right there, buddy. That's what's required.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I'm an entrepreneur, and I am not rewarded in my business by doing something at the end of the game. Nope. I'm not rewarded by some effort at the end of a quarter or on December 31st, getting a sale or something like that. No way. Mm-mm. I'm rewarded for all 365 days of the year. I'm rewarded for every day of the week. And I'm not advocating that you're working every day. What I am advocating for is approaching your life in that way, taking a very workman, workwoman effort that I'm going to show up every day and put myself in position to do the best work that I can. So how do we do that? Well, you got to get back to the basics. It's sleep. It's making sure that I have enough sleep so I'm rested, I can recover. It's making sure that I'm engaging in planning and knowing what needs to happen this week, today, tomorrow, next week. It's being able to stay focused and have the mental acuity that it takes in order to work for sustained amounts of time. You know, I think that it's such a dumb thing when people are sharing their morning routine, because it's not that it's dumb on its face. It's just, it's dumb that it's seen as some kind of an innovative thing that you would want to be as optimal as you can in how you spend your time. Like, oh, wow, that person exercises in the morning and eats and has a mindfulness and a gratitude practice and then takes a shower and gets dressed and gets out the door on time. Amazing. Well, instead of celebrating that, that's just table stakes right there. You and I have so much stuff to do. I got 3 kids. I'm old. I got a lot going on. I better have my morning routine dialed in. And I better be able to repeat it consistently. Otherwise, it's just a stupid, dumb thing. Doing what needs to be done in service of what matters, that's not a hack. That's just doing what must be done in service of what matters. I've made the decision, and I bet you have as well, that you want to be a physically healthy, a mentally healthy, an emotionally healthy person. You want to be financially healthy. You want your relationships to be healthy and strong. So, what needs to happen for those things to become a reality and to remain a reality? Well, that's what we build routines on. That's what we build habits on. Briefly, habit, that's something that I customarily do. I wake up in the morning. That's a habit. Then the routine are, these are the actual steps or the actions that I then take in order to get out the door in the morning. So that's a morning routine. It's a habit of waking up. And then my routine are the different actions that I engage in. And I refer to those, when I marry those two things together, I call that a success ritual. Not a morning routine and not an afternoon, whatever. These are success rituals. I desire success. So I make rituals of doing the things that must be done in service of what I have decided matters and is most important. I prioritize certain things over other things. That's not a life hack. That's not anything other than essential for me to get what I want and essential for you to get what you want. We need to remove friction in our lives. But I am not expecting a frictionless day. Would it be great if I just operated my life like a boulevard of uninterrupted green lights? I just get to keep going and not have to worry about anything? Sure, I guess. Would I like to live in a zero gravity environment? Well, no, I wouldn't. Actually, no, I take that back. I thrive on adversity. And again, I'm not looking for it, but when it comes up, I'm going to be ready for it. Getting your reps in does so much. Work does so much. Imagine if you, in whatever your capacity is, if you had 1,000 interactions with the people that you commonly interact with, just an additional 1,000 that you got to put into your experience bank, would that be a good thing or a bad thing? Obviously, it'd be a good thing. If you're a sales professional and you were able to just all of a sudden download the experiences and the learning from 1,000 different customer interactions, would that be a benefit to you? Of course it would. That's an education you'll never learn in a classroom. That is pure practice. It is not theory. You're an HR professional having to have difficult conversations with struggling employees 1,000 times. Would that benefit you? Of course it would. There's no hack that's going to give you that. There's no way around that. That is just going through it. And we need to lean in and embrace that reality. That's what it's all about. So we got to double down on the boring. lean into the mundane, build your muscle of showing up. We need the courage to stick to things. We have to have the drive when the alarm goes off that you get out of bed. Here's a life hack for you. Everything you want is on the other side of your alarm. When it goes off, stand up, walk out of your bedroom. You start negotiating with the terrorist inside your head, you're going to hit that snooze button. Your life will pass you by. Not all at once, but over time it absolutely will. You rationalizing with yourself, you talking yourself into why it is you don't have the things that you want. Well, that's a byproduct right there of you hitting that snooze bar. And I get it. I don't like to wake up in the morning either. But you know what I do like? I like winning. I like getting the things that I want. I like being successful in all the arenas of my life, physically, financially, relationally, everything, spiritually. That's what I like. The shortcut is the long way. Got to do the work. Do your part by doing your best.